Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. It's my delight to share a very special interview with you today because this is an application of mind power in a different way. It's an application of mind power with technical power that allows you as an individual to perhaps accomplish something maybe you've dreamed about or questioned. Well, my guest today, Scott Fox, we're going to be talking about internet riches, the simple money-making secrets of online millionaires. Scott, welcome to the show.
Hello, Donna. Thanks for having me.
I hope you don't mind me calling you Scott.
No, please do.
Oh, good. Now, Scott Fox is a top e-business consultant whose clients have, well, they've been the average Joe, as well as big celebrities like Bill O'Reilly and Larry King, and he is recognized for a very good reason as a pioneering online entrepreneur, and he talks with people globally as an advisor and tells them about e-business. And he's been at USC, UCLA, he's been involved with Digital Hollywood, Internet World, and he holds a JD degree from Stanford Law School and is based out of LA. Scott, this is something that obviously you have a passion for, but how in the world did you ever decide that you were really going to become this specialist in the internet?
Well, it's a long story and an interesting one, I like to think, but I think it boils down to the fact that the internet is underappreciated. I've been working with it for about 10 years. As you mentioned, I went to graduate school at Stanford, so I was a little ahead of the internet curve because a lot of the Silicon Valley culture is what nurtured the internet into such a big economic force.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a little ahead of the curve there, and as I watched it grow, I saw a lot of people make a lot of money and then walk away. And I didn't see them sharing the knowledge that they'd gained and the secrets and the insights about how to build online businesses. And at the same time, I saw the technology getting cheaper and easier to use so that anybody can participate in e-business, and no one was kind of putting those two things together. And I had enough phone calls with friends who were asking me how to get involved in the internet that I finally sat down one day and started writing, and pretty soon it turned into a book.
Amazing. Well, you obviously are a person that loves to multitask when it comes to the technological world of the internet, etc. You bring up some statistics right at the very beginning in your introduction of your book that online sales are exploding and could reach more than $300 billion. That's an awesome number, $300 billion in the U.S. by 2010, and that's more than 12% of overall retail U.S. sales from a new category of business that barely was acknowledged 10 years ago.
That's right. This whole thing is so much bigger than anyone realizes. There's over a billion people online now. Just as you said, 10 years ago, just about no one, and now there's over a billion, and it's continuing to grow. And that means certainly lots of entertainment and recreation and things to do, but it also means business opportunities, and that's what my book, Internet Riches, is about, is that when you have markets of that size, almost anything can be tried as a business.
Well, that's a good point. Now, tell us about 2005. You started a business with someone that really wanted to see if this could work. What happened in 2005?
2005 was, well, I was involved in a number of projects, but I think, was there one in particular you were referring to?
You said you partnered with a celebrity.
Okay, 2005 was Larry King, mostly.
Uh-huh.
Larry King and I, we put up a website called LarryKingAccess.com, which was similar, actually, to work I did with Bill O'Reilly in previous years. And we found that, and Glenn Beck, who's another major broadcasting host, we found that there was a real opportunity for gentlemen and women like that who have on-air personalities but are not building their brand and other media, and we found that there's a large following. BillO'Reilly.com is actually the most successful of those three I named and still on now, making millions of dollars a year, because the internet's on 24/7, 365, and not just the 1 hour a night that those broadcasting folks are on television.
Well, tell us what you did. Now, Larry King is a big celebrity. Let's talk about some person that, if you were to give their name, people would go, huh?
Right. That's right.
Talk about somebody that's an average Joe or Jane, and what you did to help them achieve a level of financial flexibility. And what did they need to keep this supporting? Because when you have a website, when you're doing something like this, it's just not you put it up and ignore it. This is, you've got to be able to maintain it and upgrade things. And, you know, what does someone do?
That's right. Well, that's what my book is about. Internet Riches is the first book, at least the first one that I know of, that can take a non-technical reader and walk them through a whole series of questions and exercises to help figure out what they can do, what technology works for them, and how the Internet is easier to use and how they can get started. And I think the most interesting thing about my book, it isn't just about me or companies that I've worked with. It includes a couple dozen different interviews of smaller folks, mom-and-pop type businesses that you haven't heard, and how they got started. So it's not just me talking is my point. It's examples of real folks. So let me give you a couple real quickly. SitterCity.com was a real interesting one. A young woman named Genevieve Sears out of Boston, and she had just graduated from college, and she'd made some money on the side by babysitting. But when she left college, she realized that there was a gap between all the mothers who were looking for college-age women to babysit and the women on campuses who didn't know how to meet those moms out in the suburbs. Mm-hmm. Long story short, she put up a website, and a couple years later, it's in 12, I think, maybe 14 cities now, SitterCity.com. She's making millions of dollars with a simple idea of using the Internet to put together people who couldn't find each other offline. There's stories like that that my book is full of. So, again, I've had my success, but the book is about how anybody can have their own success. There's even a story in there about my wife, for example. My wife is a knitting and crochet designer. She really likes to knit and crochet, and she put up a website a few years ago called SweaterBabe.com. And SweaterBabe.com is just her selling her patterns online. They range from $2 to $8 per pattern just as a download, and she's gotten book offers. She has a book out now. She's been in magazines. She's a minor celebrity in the crochet world. So there's lots of examples like this of people you haven't really heard of, but who are, maybe they're not millionaires, but they're making nice money on the side, exploring their hobbies, and actually creating value by engaging with the Internet, even though they might not have considered the Internet as an opportunity that was suitable for them.
Now, your wife, how many hours did she put in on her Internet activity? Because this is a level of technology that most people, when they think of it, they go, groan, do I really want to spend 14 hours a day? I was just talking to a woman yesterday who has a business. She goes into all kinds of expos and fairs and this type of thing, and she sells jewelry, oddball stuff. And she goes, she goes on the Internet. She picks up a lot of things, but she spends hours and hours and hours.
Mm-hmm. Well, the question is up to you, obviously. If you want to spend 1 hour or you want to spend your whole life, that's up to each individual. What I think is interesting about the web, though, the web meaning the Internet, is that e-business is one of these things that can be, just as we just said, it's as large or as small as you want it to be. So are you going to make, you know, $1 million by spending 10 minutes a day or 10 minutes a month? No, probably not. But what's interesting is that you can, if you can find something that's of interest to you enough that you want to spend time on it, then you can spend that time. And then if the audience reacts, you can then invest more time. So it's a sliding scale, and you can get paid for your efforts, and you can build a business based on something you're interested in. And that's the key to success, the way I define success. Isn't just about the money necessarily, but it's about finding time to spend things that you want to spend time on. And if you happen to have an interest that you're passionate about, it might be fly fishing or making organic peanut butter or crochet or anything you'd like. The fact is there are so many people online now that there's a chance that you could build a small business around that. And then once you've built a small business on the Internet, that can easily turn into a large business because it's software and the stuff just scales and more people can show up and it doesn't cost you anymore. Unlike in the 20th century where you had to open a store and put in hundreds of thousands of dollars potentially in inventory and lease the office space and the parking and the insurance and the signs and the advertising and all this stuff, you can get online and start an e-business for $25, and that's laid out in my book.
Yes, it is. In fact, I was just going to mention that. That is something with so many businesses, by the time you get through putting together a business plan, you're looking at a large chunk of change. And with visual, if you can utilize visual effectively on your website, that, and you know how to do this, it's really, really great. You have a business, Tim Gray, WeddingChannel.com. I think that's a great story. Share that with my listeners.
Sure. WeddingChannel.com is another one of these ideas that once you hear it, you say, all right, that should have been me. Tim and his partner, Raj, they were young men a few years ago, and they were right at that age where they were going to lots of weddings. And the fourth or fifth wedding out of town that Tim found himself going to, he had the difficulty of finding a wedding gift and figuring out the bridal registry, because as everyone knows, it's supposedly not polite to publish where you're registered, so it's always sort of this mystery, especially for an out-of-town wedding, what store is the couple registered at, and what sort of gift should I buy them? And you have to track that stuff down. Well, Tim and Raj put together a website that, sort of like the Sitter City example, they managed to accumulate information and turn it into a business, and what they did was they gave brides and grooms a place to publish their wedding lists and then make the purchase online. So these days, almost anyone that gets married, you'll find their wedding registry listed on WeddingChannel.com, and they've grown that company to have partnerships with all the blue-chip retailers from Neiman Marcus and Tiffany's and Williams-Sonoma and Macy's and Bloomingdale's, and all those folks are on WeddingChannel.com now because there's a great opportunity to mix the shoppers and the brides and grooms all in one place. And again, it came simply out of solving a need that someone clever realized that there was a hole in the market and the customers needed information that the Internet would be uniquely positioned to deliver.
Incredible. You have in your book a commentary about the Millionaire Idea Journal. Tell us what that is.
The Millionaire Idea Journal is my idea of how you can keep track of your thoughts. I am convinced, and this is one of the reasons I wrote the book, that everybody has something unique to contribute. You know, you might not have gotten a lot of respect for who you were, or you might not have done real well in school, but the fact is that you're somebody special, and you're from somewhere, you know something, or you know someone, or there's something unique about your background. And my book walks you through different exercises that you all record the answers in a Millionaire Idea Journal, and that can simply just be a plain paper notebook. But the idea is think through these questions that I ask and try to identify the things that you're passionate enough that you'd be willing to start a business based on them. And the Millionaire Idea Journal, if you follow the exercises in my book, by the time you're done, you'll have a notebook full of ideas that are potentially marketable online. And with the great reduction in cost and therefore the great reduction in risk that the Internet represents for starting a business, a successful trip through the Internet Riches book to fill a Millionaire Idea Journal will get you a long way towards being your own Internet entrepreneur.
You talk about affiliate advertising programs. Now, so many times people would say, gee, that's nice. You're talking about these people they've gone with. You know, they're getting Macy's. They're getting all kinds of these big companies that are coming in with them. But I don't think anybody's going to be interested in working with me. Affiliate advertising programs. How do you work with that? I mean, does it work just with products? Exactly how could someone approach that?
Yeah, affiliate advertising is one of the breakthroughs of the Internet. Again, that hasn't ever really been publicized. If you look back at the 20th century, the way advertising was done was you had to have a newspaper or a television station or a radio station or something like that where you had thousands and thousands, if not hundreds or thousands or millions of people listening before anyone would pay you to advertise. These days, online, you can sell goods like you might on eBay, or you might have a website of your own that sells socks or tables or something physical, but the other big thing is to sell information, just as in the two examples I just gave. So there's a lot of people who are just merely writing blogs or newsletters or their own personal commentary on things, and they've figured out that you can sell things online that are just information, and affiliate advertising means that you can find large companies, advertisers, that will you can work for them, essentially, and put their ads on your site without having to have a million visitors each month. And affiliate advertising means that you're essentially on commission for them. And if you can put an ad on your site, and they will offer ads for almost any product, and you can put things on your site, and if, folks, you write enough interesting content or you discuss these products enough that people want to buy them, people will click on those ads, and you get a commission. And you can do this without having to have any inventory. You don't have to have a big long-term deal with these advertisers. You can do this all through online sites like Commission Junction. And the example in my book, the best example of affiliate advertising, and this topic alone is worth its own book, but there's a young man named Matt Henderson, and Matt lives, it escapes me now, I think he's in Kentucky, and I interviewed him for my book because a friend had told me about him. And Matt had dropped out of high school. He was making his living as a wallpaper hanger, not doing particularly well, but he'd heard about the Internet, and he was curious. And he figured out that a lot of people go online looking to buy products that are fairly complicated. And so he started writing reviews of fairly complicated products, things like DVD players or car insurance or photo editing software. And then he realized that there were these affiliate ads for these products. And so he would write comparisons of each of these, and with folks bought the ones that he was recommending, he'd get a commission on those, all without having to have any inventory or do any sales or anything. And every time someone clicked and bought that, he got a commission. And he makes six figures a year now and hasn't hung any wallpaper in years.
Amazing. Now, how did he trace the commission bait, or does he even worry about it? I mean, how is that handled so he gets paid?
Yeah, that's right. It's a good question, and that's what the software, the Internet, will do. An affiliate program is exactly that. You can sign up with, for example, Commission Junction, which is a major company that brokers these sorts of things, and they basically take big, often multi-million dollar advertising deals, and they break them down into these small snippets of computer code that you can install on your website. And if you sign up with them, it's a free membership, because they make a percentage of all your sales too, right? So they're happy to do this, and the advertisers are happy to do it, because you're helping them sell their products. And the code that you install on your website will track when someone clicks through a cookie, and with a little tech piece of code that will track your traffic, and it will let the advertiser know that you sold that product, and will let you know that you sold the product, and then both of you know the amount of money that you're owed. It's all a lot easier than it sounds, believe it or not.
Wow.
But it's part of the stuff this is part of the point of my book, is the Internet's a lot easier to use than it used to be. And if you go to my website, scottfox.com, there are actually lists that you can download of the latest recommendations that we've put together in each of these fields.
Amazing. You make a comment in your book that every aspect of our life and occupation deserves examination as a potential million-dollar e-business opportunity that we can exploit online by serving others with similar niche interests or needs, which is just what you've addressed out through what you have shared with us. I think that your book, and for those of you that are just tuning in, we're talking with Scott Fox, Internet Riches, The Simple Money-Making Secrets of Online Millionaires. Now, let's talk a little bit. You talk about how, in your book, how to build a website in an hour. But let's get into what you describe as reality checks. What are those reality, the million-dollar idea, reality checks?
Yeah.
What does someone really need to go through to know that they're going to be okay with what they're doing?
That's right. Well, I think it's important that when you get involved in a field like this, you'll hear ads on the radio now and on TV, you know, $1 million, easy overnight, et cetera, et cetera. And I should stress, and I thank you for bringing this up, my book is not a get-rich-quick book. I'm not suggesting that this is easy to do, but I am suggesting it's a lot easier than you think. So I'm trying to open the doors and let people see this. And I should point out, by the way, that the profits from my book sales, I give those to charity. I'm not trying to sell anybody something they don't need. This is truly an endeavor I think that people need to know about. So I include in my book, in addition to all the great, exciting stuff that we've talked about so far, there is a section called Reality Checks, where I suggest that you get out pen and paper or a spreadsheet program, and you run some numbers in terms of the opportunities that I've been talking about. You know, what's the size of the audience? What's the percentage that you could make on each sale? Or how many page views would you need to generate some sales and things like that? Because I think it's important to factor those things in. Now, there's not much risk to be had if you're only going to spend $10 or $25 or $50 a month in setting this up, right? But what I am scared of, and I don't want people to do, is just to believe the hype that, you know, you're just going to quit your job and be a millionaire tomorrow. My book is not that kind of book, and I'm not that kind of guy. Mm-hmm. But I think, at the same time, that being said, there are opportunities now on the side. You have a job that you may not be thrilled about, or you every Monday morning you don't want to go. Well, this is an opportunity for you to explore other opportunities along the side. And if you do the reality check and you think the numbers may work, you can start something on the side, which could be, you know, an extra few dollars a month or thousands of dollars a month. And who wouldn't be happy with an extra $5,000 a month, right?
I mean, that's
not going to hurt anybody. So that's what my book is about. And the reality checks are an important part of that.
Very much so. You also go into how people should work out an action plan, and it's a very short, concise chapter. Also, you talk about testing your new business. This, I think, is significant. How would one go about testing their new business?
Yeah, that's another thing that differs from businesses in the 20th century. Not only are the costs dramatically lower, but the fact is you can do things, you can test them and see if they're going to work. And this is really a surprise to people who are, again, used to, you know, any of us who were raised in the 20th century, we think in terms of stores and inventory, and if you're going to write something, you're going to have to print up 1,000 copies of it first, and, you know, everything is kind of set, and then you go out and try to sell it. Well, the difference is on the Internet, you can put something up, and if you misspelled it, or you want to change it from green to blue, or you want to take it down, you can do it all right away. And the fact is that means you can learn a lot faster. And the faster you learn, the quicker you can hone in on a business model that's profitable. And in fact, this is going to be probably a chapter in my next book. This is what venture capitalists do, and this is part of one of the secrets, essentially, that Silicon Valley doesn't really share. Venture capitalists don't make money on every investment. They just have so much money that they put in several million dollars at a time, but they do it in 10 or 20 or 50 or 100 businesses, and then they don't expect all 100 of those to make money. They expect actually 90 of them to fail, and 5 of them might break even, and the other 5 make money, and then one of them turns out to be Google or eBay, and that pays for all the other 99. Mm-hmm. And that's what you have the opportunity to do on the Internet, because you don't have to put so much money down, you don't have to invest so much time up front. Just as you said, Donna, you can test, and you can put up an idea, see if anybody cares, and if all the email you get says, you know, we think it should be purple, not yellow, well, you've learned something, and you can change it to purple, and then you can keep moving, and testing is a key part of success online.
You have also a chapter on small budget marketing secrets, and you go into everything with a newsletter, someone to put a newsletter out, how to choose an email service provider. You've got small budget marketing secrets. Then you go into a chapter on copyright, trademark, and incorporation choices. This is very important. Touch on that a little bit.
Sure. Well, the average entrepreneur can get very caught up in trying to think ahead. And, of course, that's why you are an entrepreneur, right? You're good at thinking ahead. But it's easy to get distracted by legal issues. Should I incorporate? Should I get insurance? What taxes do I file? All these things. And all those are absolutely important. And I'm not encouraging anybody to do anything but be careful and do the right thing. But at the same time, you need to keep your focus on your business. And it's the same with the technology stuff. You don't need to run all the email programs yourself. There are services that can do that cheaply and affordably. And you'll find also that as soon as you start a business, there'll be 100 people that want to sell you incorporation services, and they want to sell you insurance, and they want to sell you accounting services, and all these things, because that's how they make their money. And the advice in my book simply stated is, keep your eye on the ball. If you're going to try to build a business, you need to be building a business. And none of that stuff, frankly, is going to matter until you're making money. So make some money first, and then worry about incorporating and the other things. And there's more details there, and you should obviously consult your own attorney or tax advisor, but that's the simple opinion that I have from my experience.
Absolutely, and I think it's sound advice. Partners, and the title of the chapter is, Should You Share Your $1 Million Idea? Boy, I can just hear people take a breath in and going, are you kidding? I'm not going to have a partner. I'm not going to share it with anybody. And someone on the other hand saying, I'd give anything to have someone to help me. What are the pros and cons of the partners for the $1 million idea business?
Well, partnership is really an important opportunity to consider. As you suggest, anyone that has a really good idea thinks that it's all theirs and they wouldn't possibly want to share it. And just as you say, on the other hand, some people want to share as much responsibility as possible. The chapter there outlines some of the pros and cons, but I guess I'd summarize by saying, partnership can be really helpful. You just need to be really clear up front who's doing what. And I've found partnerships are very helpful. For example, people have different personalities. Some people are more marketing-oriented, and other people are quite happy sitting at home in front of the computer all day, right? Mm-hmm. So if that might make a good partnership. But if you're both marketing people, well, nobody's going to get the work done, right? Because you're both going to want to be out selling. And if you're both computer people, well, you may build the Taj Mahal of online websites, but nobody's going to be able to get out there and sell it. So you have to look at the personalities and be really clear up front who's going to do what and what happens if it goes well, and even more importantly, what happens if it doesn't go so well. Who's taking the risks and who's bearing the benefits?
And the advantage of, as you said, doing the Internet business, you don't have to have $500,000 to start. You can start with $25.
That's right, and that's what I think is so exciting. Scottfox.com, if you're short on money, this book is for sale. It's a bestseller on Amazon's e-commerce list and has been for months now, both here and in the UK, and it's only, I think it's $14.96, but if that's too much for, and the profits go to charity, but if that's too much for you, I have a free newsletter, email newsletter at scottfox.com that comes out every week or two, and I answer questions from the audience. We're really trying to just spread the word here. One of the reasons I wrote the book was when I was looking around at self-help books and financial books, I found that there were real estate books and there were how to manage your money books, and both of those suggest that you already have some money, right? That's it. I don't need that book. And then there were a bunch of books that were about envisioning abundance and thinking positively and that money was going to magically appear. And I said, well, that's really nice too, but how do you actually build a business? And that's what this book is about. How do you step forward and put some, you know, be smart about it and use what small resources you may have to change your life?
Well, I just think this is marvelous. You also have a lot of help in the back of your book, an index of e-business entrepreneurs and services, and you've got all of this listed, including your wife's, you know, website. You have an appendix that gives all kinds of information, e-business terms, the glossary there. So your book is really a powerhouse. Now, Scott, with this book, and of course you say you're donating the proceeds from this book to charity, and your website, scottfox.com, that's scottfox.com, you offer a newsletter, you have all kinds of wonderful information that you're very, very, well, very, very free at giving all of this information out. You really enjoy doing this. What is your big passion? What is your big ta-da that you're going to be involved with? You've got so many irons in the fire, from what I understand. What do you think, now that you've done the book and you're educating other people, what do you think is going to be the next big step for you?
Well, thank you for asking. I honestly think this is it. I'd like to help people learn about this stuff. I think technology is actually a large opportunity, and most people still see it as a scarier, complex thing. Mm-hmm. And it's not necessarily easy, but things have changed. It's easier than ever, and I think it's the opportunity for everybody. I'd like to see everybody be able to define success how they prefer to define it, not just all about money and flashy cars and things you see on TV, right?
Mm-hmm.
The internet allows people to work from home, to work flexible hours, to explore their own interests, and that's the opportunity I'd like to share with people. And if people get tired of listening to me in the United States, I'll take it overseas.
Well, I think that the world has been changed so much by the internet that the internet allows the entrepreneur to think outside of the box. But I think your book gives us an opportunity to realize that we have a chance and to be able to brainstorm with other people that can see a potentiality of whatever, whether you're making flies for fishermen, it doesn't make any difference, or grandma's socks for a charity, you know, of some kind, it doesn't make any difference. There is a place for everything. And with over 6 billion people on this planet, and over 1 billion already have computers, and they're being added into the lives of so many people so much more rapidly around the world. This is a wonderful, wonderful resource. And Internet Riches is this book, The Simple Money Maker: Secrets of Online Millionaires. But what Scott does, Scott gives you the tools to work with, and he also gives you a free newsletter. You've got his website you can have access to. He does updates. So with the comfort of the computer, you can get a lot of inside information right up front. Scott, before we close out, do you have something you'd like to leave with my audience? We've got about 30 seconds.
Sure. I guess people listen to this sort of thing, and they think, you know, that's a lot of hype. I don't believe it. And I'll just give you one statistic. Well, I can give you lots of statistics, but given the time, I'll give you one more. 30% of Internet users go online any given day for no particular reason.
Mm-hmm.
That means you've got millions of people who are literally just wandering around looking for something to do. And if you have an interest and you have the ability to cost-effectively put up a business of your own, then you have a chance to be one of those folks who owns a small business. And small business owners are more than 8 times as likely to be worth it, have at least $1 million in family net worth. So that's your chance. Not everybody's going to be a millionaire, but if you even get halfway there, you're not doing too badly.
And it doesn't make any difference whether you're male, female, short, tall, fat, skinny. Nobody cares.
That's right.
This is technology that can work for you in a wonderful way on so many levels. Scott Fox, thank you for being my guest today.
Thanks so much, Donna.
It's been a pleasure. This is Donna Sebo. We are taking a break. Don't you go away now. We'll be right back.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss, book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And the author, Donna Sebo, will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and I want to let you know telephone lines are now open. For those of you in the U.S., if you would like to have me light up your life with a little bit of insight, here are the telephone numbers, 877-876-5227, 877-876-5227, Canadians, 888-815-9756, that's 888-815-9756, and we also have a direct line of 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. Donna Sebo here. And what I do, I will, if you call in, all I want from you is your first name or your initial, and then I'm happy to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. I'm an information resource, and it's my delight to share this with you on the air. So if you give me a buzz, that's all I need from you. I also like to know where you're calling from, because we always like to know where our listeners are calling in from, anywhere in the country or around the world. It means a lot to us. So that is also what I want to share with you. Well, I've got to tell you, this weekend was exhilarating at the Renaissance Fantasy Fair, the Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair, which those of you who have been listening the past few weeks, you've known that I've been talking about this. Well, it has started. The first weekend is behind us. Oh, my goodness, so much was going on there. If you have a chance to come out the second or third weekend, second one's coming up really fast, you are going to have the time of your life. The weather was absolutely awesome. And I'll tell you what, it is so exciting to be out there and to see these different entertainers, hear the glorious Celtic music, the bagpipes, all kinds of phenomenal music that is related to the theme of the Renaissance. And the entertainment is just out of this world. They've got a high wire act that is really phenomenal. And this is all taking place, the Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair, at the Mentor Creek Ranch at 10215 State Road 302 in Gig Harbor. And it is wonderful. Bring the family out. You know, I have so much fun watching the little kids walking around. And the costumes that the parents will design. People come in to the Renaissance, and they are dressed as different characters. We have the Mud Lady. I call her the Mud Lady. She's a beggar woman. And she goes around, and she literally slathers mud all over herself. She has the most inexpensive costume anybody could ever put together. But she's great. And she's been doing activities like this for years. And she's just so wonderful. And then we have trolls, we have fairies, we have kings, we have queens, we have dukes, duchesses, we have you know, merchants, all kinds of people. It is magical. So I want to encourage you to come on out. That's the Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair. The hours are from 10 a.m. until 6. And look for my booth. My booth has gigantic yellow banners on the sides and inside, and then these huge red lions with my Delphi logo. So go in, look for that. You'll find me, and I'm there doing many consultations, and I have another number of books that I have available. Well, let's go to our first caller of the day. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Terry, and I'm calling from Kalamazoo.
Where are you, Terry?
Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Kalamazoo, Michigan. That is always quite a name for a city, isn't it? Kalamazoo.
It sounds kind of tribal, doesn't it?
Well, now that you say that, I hadn't thought of it that way, but hey, the drums can beat to the heart's content as far as I'm concerned.
I'm just so enjoying your show. I just want to thank you with all my heart. It was wonderful.
Well,
was
I'm
wonderful.
So glad. How did you find out about the show?
Oh, I listen to the BBS during the day, and I've actually tried to get in, listen to your show a few times, and I don't know if the station was down or something. I was having trouble, but it could have been me.
Well, I know we had a hacker that did get into our system, which is not fun, and so that did muck up the waters a little bit, but I'm so delighted you were able to join us today, and I'm so glad you enjoyed the show.
Thank you.
Well,
I'm just looking for any insights you have for me.
All right, dear. Let's do that right now. First
totally
of all,
these
strange headaches that you get, and I call them headaches because there is a discomfort, and it's coming from the middle of your back, and it sort of slithers up through the spinal network, going through a wide spread into the back of the neck and then up and over. It's almost like the entire head. And this intrigues me because I'm wondering if you had a bad fall. And I'm getting the number 12, so I don't know if it was 12 years ago, the month of December, but I'm looking at something where there was an impact with the back. And I think that you have had a trauma in that area of the body. Actually, I think it could be as high as 3 different traumas at different times. And it has caused the nervous system to become what I call very reactive. So if you're under a lot of stress, under a lot of pressure, and you are not really taking care of yourself, your whole body goes into this discomfort mode, and it could literally close you down where you feel like you don't even want to get out of bed. And you need to be aware of this. You need to listen to what your body's telling you, because I do believe that if you were able to see someone that was a very skilled therapeutic masseuse and they had a good understanding of physiological experiences you've had, you know, let's say maybe you'd worked in something like an assembly line, or maybe had been engrossed in a certain kind of physical activity. Maybe you were a rower for a boat team or whatever. You know, things like this. You get the picture that I'm trying to...
Yeah, I do,
make.
And I'm working with a naturopath right now on a chiropractor.
Well,
I kind of just messed my neck up trying to do the tango last week.
Okay. Well, again, this is something that goes way back, though. So your body's got all of these memories in it.
And we are working on clearing those out one layer of the onion at a time. So I'm
right, and that's what you need to pay attention to. You need to be aware that the body never, ever truly forgets.
Sure.
So whenever there has been physiological trauma, the cells have the memory. The key is to understand and respect that memory, and if the body is giving you signals, you go, wait a minute, what am I triggering here? Because everything's archived.
I was in a car accident years ago. And for now that you're saying this, I bet it was about 12 years ago, Donna.
Well, just be aware.
Right on there.
Just be aware that things go on, the body never forgets it.
Okay.
So what you want to do is understand it, and if you're getting reactions, say, wait a minute, what is it that I'm doing that is causing the body to say, you're hurting me, or I have this recall? And you know how it is when you burn your hands on the stove or on a pot, how you'll be very cautious?
Sure.
And you just go, whoa, I don't want to go through that again. Well,
right.
The body does that. It doesn't want to repeat whatever has harmed it.
Right.
So that's an intelligence factor of every cell that's in our body. So when we pay attention to those factors, then we're able to read it. And when we read it, we go, okay, I don't need to do this. I'm overdoing the body. I'm stressing myself in a certain way. So
right.
I think for you, because the first thing I was picking up is on the physiological aspect, what I would say for you is be involved in something that very gently exercises the body, stretches it, but is smooth and silky in movement. You can do
yeah.
your tango, your cha-cha, whatever you want. But
I gotta take it easy on that.
No, you can do it, hon. You just need to remember you must limber up the body. And
yeah.
any good dancer will tell you this.
Right. I raised a dancer, and that's my daughter. So
yoga, Tai Chi, anything that's easy.
Yeah.
It flows.
No, my intuition has been leading me towards Tai Chi and, you know, more yoga.
Very gentle.
So,
you
very
want it
good.
So that it's like dance in very slow motion. Then when you go out to do some dancing or you're, you know, doing a hokey pokey or whatever it is that you want to do, you're not going to have the trauma with the body.
Right. Oh, I do. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
You're a doll. It's such fun to talk to you, and I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, be sure and tell your friends about the show. And
I'm a big advertiser.
Great. And just, you know, whatever.
That was your biggest thing came forward for you for me was the back.
Oh, wonderful. Good.
That was your number one thing that you got.
Absolutely, right off the bat.
Okay.
Bingo.
All right, precious.
You take
Thank
care.
You.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Donna Sebo, and hey, if you'd like to call in like Terry, you can do the same thing. 877-876-5227 is toll-free for anybody in the U.S. of A. Canada, it's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Also, we have a direct line of 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. And, oh, I've got to let you know who's coming up. Yes, yes, yes. We have got a wonderful lineup of people this month. This week, we're going to be talking with Paul Davis. This will be tomorrow. If you've had heartache, if you have gone through emotional distress because you're getting divorced, you've had a relationship breakup, maybe there's something going on with a family. I mean, relationships are what we often get all torn up about. Well, Paul Davis says we can break through our broken hearts. And are you ready to do that? Well, he's going to have some insights for us tomorrow. And then George Danzel is going to be our guest. Messages, evidence for life after death. And I know I've had my own experiences relative to that, and it's just wonderful to be able to share this with people because it is, in my mind's view, very, very real. And the more we can understand it and be aware of it, the less frightening it can be. I was talking with some people this past weekend at the Renaissance Fair, and they were saying how they had had certain experiences with people after they had passed on. And it's so wonderful to be able to talk to people and say, let me help you understand about this, and let me explain this to you so that you're not intimidated or afraid by it. It really makes a difference. And that's what George is going to be doing for us on Wednesday. Then Dr. Graveline is going to be my guest on Thursday. We're going to be talking about statin drugs. You will hear me say time and time again that it's very important for us to educate ourselves. We never know it all. We never can possibly know it all. So I like to think through doing the show, I can bring people from all walks of life to you that share their particular understanding and expertise. Of course, you're the judge of whether or not it's going to be valuable to you, but it gives you information that otherwise you wouldn't have. And statin drugs, well, we're going to be talking about what they are and the side effects. And Dr. Graveline has been a physician for a number of years, and these are based on not just research, but his own personal experience, and I don't think you're going to want to miss it. Also, do you believe in mediocrity? How about instead of settling for mediocrity, as so many people do, why not settle for excellence? Topher Morrison is going to be our guest on Friday. It's a wonderful way to end the week because it'll lead you into that state of mind. where you want to be. This is Donna Sebo. Don't forget the newsletter is out. It's up on my website. And if you'd like to be inspired and would like to have some information about who's coming up, just go in to Delphi International, my website. And I'm delighted to provide that every month. It was a little bit late in getting out to some of the people that were on my mailing list. But if you'd like to receive it free every month, just send me an email. Say, Donna, please put me on your email mailing list. I'd like to get your newsletter every month, and you will get it. It gives you all kinds of information. It's going to give you information about my upcoming trip to San Francisco and my appearance there. You're going to have information on when I'm going to Alaska, when I'm going to be appearing there, also broadcasts that I'm going to be doing, and various things. So these things will all be coming up, and all of that is available for your convenience. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. Don't you go away now. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272. Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today. 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 877-876-5227. If you're in the U.S. or Canadians, 888-815-9756. We also have a direct line of 530-876-3222. You know, I was talking with our caller, and she was, you know, we were discussing different things about health. So we may go into a little bit about meditation, but before we do that, let's talk to this person that's on the line. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from? Hello,
hi, Donna.
Caller.
Donna?
Hi.
Hi, I'm Jane. I'm calling from Wisconsin.
Where are you in Wisconsin, dear?
Just outside of Milwaukee.
Ah. Well, it's wonderful to have you on the show. I'm delighted that you are with us, and let's get busy. First thing I am looking at with you, I'm getting the words timeline. There are some projects that you're going to want to complete, you're going to want to finish, and that timeline is very important. Be a little bit flexible with it, but not too much. You want to make sure that you maintain that expectation that you're going to be able to meet that timeline, maybe actually finish before it, if possible. You have got to say no about getting involved in some social activities that would be a lot of fun for you. You would just have a blast. But it seems to be taking you away from where you need to maintain a focus. For example, if you were in school and someone said, gee, would you volunteer to do something for the fire department during XYZ period when you knew you had a paper that you had to get done for your master's degree, maybe, you know, during a holiday period, and you say, I'd love to, I can't, put me on the agenda for next year. I'll just use that as an example.
Okay.
And you must stay focused, because it is amazing how people just respond to you. You are like a bright beacon. People just hone in on you and go, you know, would you be in my space for a while? You're just so nice. They like you. You're a wonderful person.
That happens quite a bit.
And you are just someone that's a natural-born organizer. It's amazing to me. Even when you were a little thing about 3 years of age, you just seemed to know, no, this goes here, this goes over here, and this goes over here. People love to watch you. You were always organizing stuff. And you're very good at it. So if you can develop that skill even more, but utilize it for yourself first,
okay,
and then as you are able to expand your skills and expertise in areas where you really want to be able to interact with other people, then you're going to be prepared to take the leadership positioning where you can tell other people how to do things and sort of oversee them. You're very, very good at that.
Okay.
But you can get burned out very easily if you're not discriminating.
Right.
So if I could make a suggestion to you, invest in yourself first, hon. Do what you need to do. If you need to go back to school to get your education, if you are wanting to trim down certain involvements with others, I think that's fabulous. Do that.
Okay.
But I want you to be aware that this is all in preparation for what is evolving during the next 3 to 4 years.
Oh,
and
great.
I want to ask you something. Do you have a degree? Do you have a bachelor's or master's degree?
I do not.
I'd love to see you get one, especially in administration organizational disciplines.
Great.
I think you will just shine. And it wouldn't make any difference what business you were associated with.
Great. Well, I try to be self-disciplined, and I sometimes carry over that with other people and try to get their lives a little bit organized. So, I think that that could apply, because I've been thinking about changing my career slightly, doing something different.
What are you doing career-wise at this point?
I'm in the real estate field.
You know, I think that that is a very good field for you to be in, because you're going to invest in real estate on a special level for yourself, and it will be a blessing to you.
Really?
Yes, ma'am, but I don't think you're going to stay in it for the rest of your life. In other words, it's not the career.
Right, right.
But you have gained so much by being involved with it. So keep your license. Don't drop your license.
Okay.
It'll serve you well. But I would love to see you get a degree, start investing in yourself. Do it now, because it will reward you 10,000-fold.
Great. Great. That's wonderful. That's wonderful news, because I feel that coming on. I felt a transition.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wasn't sure of which way to go with it.
Well, I think right now you have got to be it. You've got to be the focus.
Okay.
And you will be able to bless so many people's lives, my dear, you just have no idea.
Oh, wonderful. Really what I want to do.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're just such a bright beacon. You've just got this warmth. You've had it. You came in with it. This is who you are. And people just love to be around you. But you need to remember, invest in you first.
Okay.
And I want to thank you for your call.
Well, thank you so much, Donna. Thank you.
It's been a delight. Thank you for being with us.
You bet. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Donna Sebo. I know we are almost out of time. And some of the things I was going to share with you today, well, my goodness, we're just all out of time. But one thing I would like to share with you is this delightful, delightful, well, I had it right under my finger. It was just a short poem. Here it is. It's by Donald Wright, and it reads like this. A gentle shower, fresh-cut grass. Flowers are in full bloom. These are the sounds and scents and sights that make a summer day. And isn't that the truth? Those words are so visual in the mind. They're just delightful. Well, we've got to go pretty soon because we're out of time. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. And I'm so delighted you were able to be with me today. We'll be back bright and sassy tomorrow with lots of good things to share. Take care. Enjoy your day. Smile. Somebody needs you. Someone needs your light. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.